It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
So hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar. Oh,
that one is.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go.
Oh, g'day, listeners. It's the Daily Talk Show episode 983.
It's Fat Friday. What is going on? Georgie boy's over at the control station. Mm-hmm. No camera, but g'day, George.
G'day, guys. Good intro, Josh.
Thank you.
Today we're doing, this is like the epitome of a Fat Friday. I go and order our food.
Mm-hmm.
It's Domino's.
Very confusing because the Domino's packaging is not a standard pizza box. It has come in
a bag.
A bag.
Yeah, I've bagged it up from Domino's. There's a lot to choose from that menu, like heaps of sides that you can just build out. We're eating thousands of calories today for $16.
That's good value.
That's a Fat Friday win. I ordered the food and I then while waiting for the food to cook, I went and checked out a new gym.
Oh, really?
Real Fat Friday
move. What is the gym?
It's called Absolute MMA.
Uh-huh. You like it?
Yeah, it's awesome. Did a tour. Met the guy working there.
Do you want to know the Domino's stock price right now?
Yeah, I'd love to. Love to.
Let's have a look.
But I was like, almost had to rush the guy. Maybe me wrap up your tour because I need to get back to do Fat Fridays. But it's a bit ironic because I'm...
It?
No. But it's a gym. I'm at a gym, you know?
So $95.74 is the current stock price. It was at its highest on February 16, 2021. Okay. Or the 17th of Feb, sorry. At $110.85. That's a decent drop there.
That's a big drop.
Domino's.
All right. There you go, Josh.
Good to know.
That's yours right there.
Okay, thank you.
And here's your DC.
Oh, you got it. Thank you. Pepsi Max.
Pepsi Max. Did you know Domino's does chips? And this is not brought. This is not brought to you by.
No, I didn't.
Chips. What do you think of the look of those?
Soggy.
I'll be the judge.
Seasoning looks good though.
Mm. It does.
Wow.
They're good.
Chicken salt.
Okay, I'm going to try.
Here some kind of salt. Here we go.
Alrighty. Okay.
Anyway,
by.
So I got something like I was just wondering, you know what I was trying to do, George? I was really praying, hoping that today's date, March 19, mm-hmm. was the day that one of the big fast food chains was invented, mm-hmm. like back in history.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, imagine if it was like today was like when Macca's was invented and then we could eat Macca's.
Mm.
I got a date fact for you.
Well, I can give you the one that was a failed date fact. So I was hoping and I looked it up. You can actually find a list of when all the fast food chains were invented. We're one day off. March 20 was when KFC was invented.
Oh,
so we're a day off and we don't do good. Weekend shows. So next best thing, you get Nando's.
They're not
Nando's yet.
Domino's. It's not... they're not soggy, but they are burnt, which is interesting, aren't they? Have you tasted that? They actually taste burnt.
You like it?
Mm.
Anyway, right. So look at this. This is today a pita pocket.
Mm.
What's inside is a pepperoni pizza, basically. So it's like a pizza that has been morphed into a pocket.
Oh, it looks good.
I love it.
It's a pepperoni pocket.
Okay, here we go.
I don't know if that's the right name for it. Let me tell you exactly what it's called.
The foil is sort of weird, don't you think?
Yeah, pepperoni pocket.
Okay, here we go.
And then, George, I want to hear your fact, the date fact.
All right, I'm going to go.
Look at it.
All right, you guys eat that.
Mm.
So, 19th of March, my brother's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jack. But this is a fact that I know. The Sydney Harbour Bridge was, I think, finalised on the 19th of March.
Mm. Great fact.
I'll have to look it up to double check, but I'm pretty sure that's right. And I think nothing about 1939.
Like a, nothing like a unconfirmed Google. Fact on the show. We like those.
I was listening to 3D Dills podcast, The Process. They said that St. Patrick's Day was on the 17th.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Is that true?
It's been.
It just happened.
I feel like it's always St. Patrick's Day.
if you're Irish, it is. I had a beer with Ryan, who came to surprise Amy this week. Went down. Had a beer and got told it was St. Patrick's Day.
Mm.
And then the bar owner came out with a whiskey shot. I was like, it's a bit early, but...
You did it.
I did. I had to. He had
you did seem
he
pretty
had
happy
three.
Coming
he had
back
three.
From the office.
One for him, one for Ryan, one for me. You can't... At that point, I couldn't say
that's
no.
That's so nice.
Real nice. Shout out to Adam.
So this reminds me of taking a pizza and folding it in half. Yeah?
Yeah. Do you think it's not what they've done though? Like it looks the shape of a pocket, like a purposeful pocket.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, it's nice. It's a bit hard to talk and eat. It's like really stays in your mouth for a long time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dough. Yeah, 19th of March it opened, the Sydney Harbour Bridge, 1932.
First punter across.
They probably, what year?
1932. Long time.
How long did it build for? This is one of the biggest bridges I've ever seen in my life. Mm. Like this thing, if you're not Australian or haven't been to Sydney, you can see the bridge from so far away. Parramatta, which is like, it's very far out in the burbs of Sydney. We're filming a project.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in Water New South Wales has their head office in Parramatta, and we were in their big building. You could see the Sydney Harbour Bridge from Parramatta. It's phenomenal how far away it is and how big that thing is.
Have a guess how long you reckon it took.
I reckon like
20 years.
Yeah, 20.
Really? Okay, no.
4.
Construction start 1923. So,
and 31?
9 years. 28th of July, 1923. Construction end, 1932. So, yeah.
Interesting.
It's big, dude. That's a lot of effort. What about the Westgate Bridge? I remember my mum would tell me when I was young, because Westgate Bridge was the biggest bridge in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Balti Bridge was built when I was young. Do you remember the first?
No, I just know that the Westgate Bridge, they had their 50th anniversary of it collapsing.
So, that was in the construction phase. Because it wasn't a bridge that just fell over a lot of people passed away. Mm-hmm. Mum told me that she's like, we could hear it in the city. She was working in the CBD.
That's so
cool.
Could
hear the sound of it. It's just crazy.
I got a gift from Jess. Got into the office and she said, I got you a gift.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking when I think of gifts, you like to bring in like food or whatever when it comes to gifts. You've got some LaCroix. Is that a new brand value?
Getting gifts? Managing your moods. No, I actually like it because you're someone, I actually enjoy giving you gifts,
uh-huh.
which seems weird because you actually love it.
Yeah.
Like it's, if you know something that you love,
uh-huh.
It's not even one of my values, gift giving. Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's my love language?
Do you like it?
I think
you definitely like people being thoughtful or thinking about stuff because
just
that's
not
how you like
to me. It's basically what you're describing. But Jess did give me a gift and it is, I was thinking maybe some chocolate or whatever. I'm like, oh, I don't really want to eat it today, but it's nice. But she got me a NeuroCalm for stress, nervous tension and mild anxiety. Metagenics. Anxiety
she
tablets.
Said, I heard her say the other day, you need Metagenics.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go see a naturopath, get Metagenics.
Yeah. And so she got me.
You don't hear people saying, you medication. Need Xanax. You need to go to a doctor and get Xanax.
I mean, it's very lovely though, isn't it? Getting a drug as a gift.
Natural. Yeah. This isn't something you need to necessarily get checked up for before you start taking it. They sell it over the counter.
You need to, it needs to be prescribed.
And Jess prescribed you.
Well, Jess has been prescribed it.
You need a prescription to get that. You can't
answer
that question, can you?
I don't know if you said it on the podcast, but it needs to be referred from a naturopath.
Yeah, but it's natural. There's the chance of something going pear-shaped.
Like your worst things
in
my body.
I've even filled out a form and said Josh isn't allergic to anything.
Yes, you did that with my cold sore stuff, which I would have loved to be involved in it.
You were next time. The best thing about cold sores, they don't go away. No. You can't get rid of them.
But when we went to the pharmacist for that, you really took control. They said, have you taken this before? You were like, yes. And I'm just sort of standing behind with my bank card being like, does it seem weird that I'm paying for your cold sore meds?
You're my sugar daddy.
Maybe. But anyway,
So
nice.
NeuroCalm, lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even
magnesium, there's certain strengths of magnesium that you need prescription for.
Which is weird because it's like getting something of a lesser dose and just buying lots of packets of them. Like there's something silly that people can be about high dose capsules or something. Yeah. So what do you think?
So I've taken one. I gave one to George. Did you have it, George?
Yep, I had it.
Feeling calm?
Yeah, I feel great. It's
do you think it actually has helped?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I reckon it did.
How much is placebo
in
that stuff?
Yeah, not sure.
Doesn't matter though, does it?
No.
Well, as long as it works,
yeah.
The placebo thing. I'll tell you what doesn't work is a placebo. Because it's interesting because the, I guess you could, so Bodhi gets bitten by mosquitoes at daycare. They've got a mosquito problem, something
really
shocking. It's the trees that they've got there, like these, must be some moisture. They fucking live in these trees, dude. It's so bad. And the poor kid.
Is it on a lake?
No, you'd think so. You'd think so. But he scratches at them. And I was like, oh, do you guys have, like a while ago, do you have repellent? And like, yeah. And then I see it and it's like natural, like citronella. Like people would probably say it works, but I'm telling you, they put it on him. It doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, and I looked at the one we have at home and it, and it's not that, it's not what they have. So they've got the, it's like a low strength. I want the, and but the thing is they can't apply one unless it's given to them. They can't buy the strong one.
Mm-hmm.
But so, I mean, a more natural repellent isn't working. But I wonder if there could be a placebo effect. But so it's an external thing.
You're watching me eat my pizza pocket and trying to buy me time, which is funny because I took a bite and it seems rude to chew. So I've just been taking a bite and swallowing, like not doing any other.
What's this self-awareness that has come out of nowhere all of a sudden when eating? What's happened?
No,
who told you off?
No, like as in I just saw myself doing it then where I wasn't chewing, like I just swallowed a large piece.
Yeah. But the thing on the placebo, I wonder because mozzies are external and taking a tablet and changing something like your anxiety level is an internal process versus controlling a mozzie that flies onto your skin and bites you. I wonder how placebo effect something of a spray application that is ridding off mozzies. I don't think it might work the same way.
Do you know what vocal fry is?
Vocal fry is something to do with, it's something a singer would get from frying their voice. Vocal fry, don't know. Some kind of like, is it in the vibrato range? Like vibrato, something people do with their voice.
So it's something I like read about maybe 4 years ago. And ever since hearing about it and reading about it, I hear it all the time. And it's one of those things where it's very hard to address because it sounds like you're just being a prick.
Okay.
But vocal fry is when people will talk like this. So it's very like if you're explaining a story, you might be a bit uncomfortable, and so you end up like doing this thing with your voice.
Really?
Yeah. What do you have? You heard people do that?
Definitely. Have you? You know, Steve-O.
Yeah, Steve-O.
Oh yeah.
You know, from the Jackass.
Mm-hmm. He did this little. He actually does great videos. He's a reformed drug addict.
Mm-hmm.
He was wild as hell, and he. Talked openly about the amount of drugs he took and the dark place he was in, the amount of like NANGs, nitrous oxide, little capsules that he was like hundreds of these a day, just like nonstop off his head. And he thinks that that all affected his voice because he has such a weird speech.
Oh, yeah, he does.
And he thought, man, there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like doing this video where he goes and gets his, sees a specialist, like the best. The person that does all the celebrity singers, like the singers and the celebrities.
And now he sings like Justin Bieber.
Now, they said that he's just not using his voice correctly.
Really? Talk properly. Stop mumbling.
And so, he's working with a voice coach.
Mm-hmm.
But you see how it's like-
The next Billie Eilish doco. What's his name?
Steve-O. But imagine-
Not okay, Jacko. But no,
imagining that people that talk get in a habit of like doing you're saying.
Yeah.
It could actually become their voice that they use, but that's the way. Like, I never even think about how I use my voice.
Well, I think Brie does it when she's telling, like, a stressful story. Like, if something's happening, she'll be like, yeah, and then they... And it's the worst time for me. Like, I haven't done it, but it's like, oh, you're doing vocal... Like, you've got a bit of vocal fry.
But what's the problem with vocal fry?
Well, I think it's just the... Oh, great.
You know how much a garlic bread, a weird combo, garlic bread and two Pepsi Maxes are?
$6.95.
For all three, are you cooked?
Have a guess how much. It's a combo.
A combo. Okay.
Garlic bread and two Pepsi Max. Have a guess how much.
$8.
Five. Have a guess how much two Pepsi Maxes are by themselves.
Five.
Five.
Garlic bread is free.
Free.
Jeez, that's a... If I knew this earlier in life, every two Pepsi Max, one garlic bread.
But so why do you need it? Why should one person stop?
All right, so here's the thing. Brie bites her nails when she's stressed.
Not to the.
Yeah, like her pretty like cuticles and stuff. Huh? Like sort of just like pressing her finger into her teeth.
I reckon I've seen her do it.
Yeah. And so I say to her, I'll stop biting your nails. Yes or no? Good idea to do that or no?
Amy's got one, which is really, because we're pieces of shit.
Yeah.
That just have a podcast that can talk about our partners in this way without them having a response.
And we're the ones that are making them stressed.
So it's all of our fault. Amy scratches like this. She's like.
Scratches her back.
Yeah. Just like hand over there, like not even doing much, but just like, and I'm just like, hey. Because I know she's stressed and I'm like, she's in the middle of something she's not aware of. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean...
George, Hannah, is there anything that Hannah does? I'm
trying to think. I actually can't think of anything that she does when she's stressed that stands out. But she always points out to me that whenever I talk on the phone, I just pace.
Yeah, pacer. Mm-hmm. Pacer. I mean,
can't
I'm
sit still.
I'm an absolute piece of shit if I was to point out my things.
Well, so you do the breathing out thing.
Breathing out. Many annoying things.
Oh, like depending. It's funny how you and I trigger each other. Like yesterday, if I'm not in a great mood, it's probably easier for me to bully. Like it seems funny. People would probably laugh at the idea of Josh bullying Tommy. But there's, but you yesterday got into that. Aha! This is funny, isn't it? Making Tommy look dumb. Yeah, this is what Josh does. And then because George was laughing at me, laughing at you.
Yeah. Like,
hey, dummy! Ha ha ha! And George is laughing, and then you said, George, it's going to be you tomorrow, and I'll be laughing at you being dumb.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this is what Josh does. He makes people feel dumb.
No,
because
what I have stated in the past that you do it in a bunch of. It's like the gang up thing. It's a kid's trait. Like kids do it in primary school. It's a savage place.
Do you gang up on people though?
No. Probably at times, but it's like stacks on. You're the kid that takes it too far. Mm-hmm. Like your brother would probably even say yes. That's exactly. Yeah. I think he has told me. He's like, yeah, mate, you're spot on with that.
Yeah, it sounds like you're going to a pub on a Friday night talking about me, but you're
Jack
not.
Jack Jess and I drink. We drink hard. We bitch.
On St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, that would be good, Jake and I hosting the podcast. It's just bitching about our brother.
Yeah.
Jake and I are basically brothers. You and I are brothers.
Yeah.
It's just like, let's bitch about our bro. Jess said I sniff.
Oh, yeah, you have no, like, it makes me feel sick. My mum hated it when growing, like, hearing kids just like, blow your fucking nose.
And you were three at that age.
Yeah. Like, it's sort of, it's disgusting because it's all going into your throat.
But it's, I remember kids that would do it, and block your ears right now if you don't like the sound of it, but the real pullback, like that was disgusting.
Stella, that's for you.
Like, that's no good. What I'm saying is, that's not me. I'm a version of it.
But you do a bit of that.
Sniffing in, yeah. I get a bit congested in the morning. There's nothing worse. I feel like I'm around my mum, and it's not just because Jess is a female, but Jess addressed me the other morning saying, like, I walked in and I must have just gone, are you sick? And I'd always hated if my mum asked if I was sick for some reason. I'm not.
Yeah.
Just had a few beers last night. I'm fucking a bit rough. Like if I drink, it's not even if I'm hungover. If I just have beers, my brother gets it too. Something a bit of a
congestion,
bit nasally after a night out.
I went to a Thai restaurant last night and they had a glass of Coke Zero for $3.50 or a can for $4.50.
Did it come with garlic bread?
It didn't. But can you? What am I meant to do with that info?
So one's more expensive. Is one got more? In
so
it?
$3.50 for a glass.
Sound effects. He's using the soundboard. Soundboard GB. So
$3.50 for a glass, $4.50 for a can.
It's all about the size. What are we talking?
But there's no details on that.
I'd go can.
Can's got to be bigger.
Mm-hmm. I go can because I don't like watered down. The amount of places I've ordered a Coca-Cola, mm-hmm. that shit's syrup.
But I don't. No, it's not syrupy enough, I think would be your argument.
Mm.
What like I mean it feels watery.
It's syrup and gum.
Yeah. Which I like.
You can fuck the combination, whereas a can.
But that's why I like ice. Like the idea of having a DC in our big cups with a bunch of ice and a straw really gets me going. Mm. I haven't done it yet. But we would need a sort of a soda system, like not a soda stream. I would love to actually have. Oh, that's something. Like we talk about the arcade thing. What about our own?
Like, yeah. Imagine in your house.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I think Hamish Blake used to have a beer tap in his house, in his mm-hmm. old house. And I imagine, I asked my brothers, Hamish still got that? And he's like, nah, it doesn't use it.
Mm-hmm.
Too annoying.
You have to put a keg in it.
And you got to clean it.
Yeah.
And so I think. I don't know if I'm, mm-hmm. unless you're stacked and you have someone who works at the bar in your house every day.
Or you're an alcoholic.
Well, you can get mini kegs these days mm-hmm. where you actually bin the keg once you've used it.
What about Richard Wilkins? Did he have tap beer?
He was more of a spirits guy.
And wine.
Straight vodka.
Wine. Yeah.
Like your next, if you've got a tap of wine in your house, like a wine tap, mm-hmm. it's a new, like Pinot Gris, bit of rosé. You want the chilled wines coming out there.
If I was to, if there was an afterlife, I'd like to come back as Richard Wilkins.
Mate, he's seen a bit.
Yeah.
He's done a bit.
Just, you know.
He hasn't slept in 60 years.
Yeah, I know, but just there's
hair
something
makeup
really,
every morning.
But, and just the tan and the shirt open.
Not the house that he had, because that was fucking next level.
Yeah, no, but that's, I guess that's where he's living. But it's just the whole thing, just the whole. The bar set up. It's just comfy, isn't it? This is real comfy.
One of the first celebs in Australia to get coronavirus and beat it.
Oh, that's right.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was like there was people going to like the camera crews at his door. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Like a celebrity that also just like flies under the radar as well. You know, like he's just been around. Everyone knows him. Mm-hmm. He's been around for so long. His phone would be filled up with... Mm-hmm. celebs, like he knows everybody. He's a mover and shaker.
Well, just to close a loop on the cup versus the can, I decided I just wouldn't say which one and just see what they brought.
Good game.
So I said, could I get Coke Zero, please? And she said, are you fine with Diet Coke? I said, yes. She brings out a can and a glass. So the can goes into the glass.
Great.
So you get multiple glasses out of a can.
Okay.
So that's why there's the discrepancy.
Yeah.
We also asked for one coconut rice and they brought us two.
Pay for one?
Pay for two. Yeah.
Oh, so you had Thai.
Bargain.
You had Thai in. You didn't get a take.
Yeah.
Oh, this
is
huge. Nice.
Yeah, that's
that
why
is huge.
It's a huge story. I went down, it was funny actually, going down Chapel Street. I just remembered this. I saw someone that I knew, made eye contact. They were looking great. They like leaned out or whatever. It's like I almost didn't recognize them. Walking really tall and eyes caught. And I was sort of feeling like a bit of a slob. You know, I've got my beard and all that sort of thing. And it'd been a while since I'd seen them. And we made eye contact. What do you normally do in that situation?
Mate, and
so like I've got headphones. Yeah, so I've got headphones on, and so I make eye contact. He makes eye contact. My eyes go big, like hang on, and then it hits him. Oh, that's Josh. His eyes go big. We're still moving.
Oh no,
we sort of do a like it was going to be just a howdy, and then just keep going. And then for whatever reason, I started to slow and take my headphones out.
Yeah.
And then he's probably 2 meters behind me. I turn around and he sort of smiles, puts his hand up and says, God, sorry, mate. And just keeps walking. And so I just put my headphones on. I had knocking boots. I just feel that needs just
did
walking up straight.
Did they know who you were? Did
yeah. But it was like a real smile, like, you know what? Like, I can't. I can't talk to you.
Can you text me the person's name? I know you just don't want to say it.
Uh-huh.
Because I want to, like, I think there's something, if you know the person too,
mm-hmm.
like, I wouldn't be surprised if you were the dude doing that. Like, if someone told me about Josh, I'd be like, that makes sense.
So, I have, and I was thinking about, it's a bit of an anxious guy. Oh, my God, nearly messaged him.
You just messaged him his name.
That's not ideal.
Oh,
and you know what? It was so...
Imagine if you said his name and then just follow up with, great to see you.
It was so... It made me feel so sad and just inferior. Literally, I caught up with Bree before Ty as we're going in. She's like, oh, I just bumped into blah, blah, and I had a coffee stain and I felt like a pig. And it's like I didn't, you know, we didn't talk, whatever. She's like, did you bump into anyone? And I was just like, nah. I just couldn't bring myself to relive
the moment,
the story. Yeah, and then I was like, you know what, like, then I was starting to think maybe I should have in that moment, because is it a power move? If not that it's all about, you know, power moves and sort of doing that.
Yeah, but the word runs on
it. Yeah, yeah. But if I said, mate, you're looking great, and that was it and kept walking, would that have done anything?
Yeah, he would definitely have thought about it. I wonder if he's thought about the exchange since.
Yeah, and the funny thing was, I was like, I don't have Instagram on my phone, but I've got it on Safari, and I did just check my messages because I thought it was so horrendous, the interaction that I was expecting, like, mate. So, and I did look at the time, and it was 6:32. I was like, you know what? He had a 6:30 meeting.
Yeah, okay.
He's 2 minutes late. Okay, that's why he's stressed.
Or he didn't want to stop talking to you.
But then I realized, so I had this feeling about it where I was like, oh, I didn't feel that good about it, but, you know, these things happen. But then I do remember on a morning walk seeing someone that I knew. I'd seen them a week earlier, and then it turns out that I worked out that if I went to work at a certain time, I was going to bump into them. And sure enough, they were walking by, they went to stop, and I did a bit of but I at least said, I'm just on the phone. Lovely scene.
Yeah, you know, that's
fine. The phone thing is easy, but the one where it's like he wasn't even on his phone and just like, just a really, like, really nice smile. It looked like he had new teeth or something too. He was looking great. He's just big smile. He's like, nice. I mean, like, you piece of shit. Like, just fucking, up you go. And the other thing too is I just wanted to scream out, I wear the earbuds because they're better sound. Because, you know, it's just, I look like I was fucking like from 2004 walking along. Like, it looked like I'd fucking let go of everything. I've got a beard. I've got a fucking wired headphones. He must have thought I was a fucking, you know.
I once bumped into this guy and I was so blown away by the exchange. It was just really weird. He like, he's like, oh, like was doing this weird shit and I'm like, oh,
anxiety. All right.
He's like, no worry. And then he messages me like a couple of hours later. He's like, dude, sorry. I just had the biggest line of cocaine and I couldn't talk.
Was it at a party or something?
No, it's like fucking 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon in St Kilda. I'm just walking past and I'm like, oh, hey, moment. Mate. And he was just...
Could you imagine
I was like, thanks for the honesty, dude. Yeah. It's like, sure.
Think about how fucked up I am on no drugs. Imagine if I, like, took illicit substance. Like, you'd need to create a whole system. I was even thinking, oh, well, final reminder for everyone. Ambulance cover, pay it.
Because you haven't.
I haven't yet. And I thought about it. I'm like, you know what? I'm having a lot of these swallowing issues.
There is, I think there's like, actually, I shouldn't tell you that.
Yeah, no. I don't want to. I don't want
like,
to.
You can get maybe away that's, for a while.
To be honest, I feel like the swallowing thing started after the ambulance cover lapsed. So maybe
if you
it's
give
just
me your
on
phone
my mind.
Today, I'll do
no,
it.
It literally takes 30 seconds. I can do it. But
can we
do
it,
Derek.
Can we do it before the end of the show and George and I can just take us out?
No, it's fine. I would.
Is it about George?
No, yes. George, he outshone me last time. It's not happening again. On that note, I'll stay. Thank you.
Yeah.
No, thanks for the offer.
That's all good.
But I will do the ambulance cover. So you talk. No, I'm joking.
No.
We're
done.
Is that the end of the show?
I want you to do the ambulance cover.
No, I will.
I think everyone
we'll
wants
right
you to
now.
Stop and do your ambulance cover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's definitely worthwhile. Admin, have you done any recent admin? Any admin wins?
Nothing. No need. Not needing to do any admin. Mm-hmm. ATM.
Got a discount on all trails.
Yeah, we should finish the show.
George, have you had any admin wins?
Yeah. Last weekend, I paid off my tax bill, which was, thank you.
That's
it was
huge.
Annoying, but it was, yeah, had to be done.
I was listening to She's on the Money.
Great podcast.
Fantastic podcast. BPay is a sponsor. It's a very funny sponsor.
Well,
yeah.
Think about BPay as a business. I didn't even know. I thought BPay was a thing that just was like a part of banking.
Yeah.
It's a business. Mm-hmm. BPay.
It sounds like the equivalent of like use money.
Or
sponsored by using money.
Just moving money from one account to another. Mm-hmm.
That was the weird thing because when I paid my tax, mm-hmm. I mean, this is boring.
No, go. Nah. Like, do you want to sit here and tell the story?
I found it interesting because I have a limit on how much I can pay out of my bank.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And my tax was more than that.
Yep.
And must so it wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
But then with BPay, you pay it and it goes all the way through.
There's a limit how to BPay as well. I think you can change your limits, dude.
Yeah, I know, but it couldn't get high enough without going into a branch. That's how big my bill was.
Jesus Christ, that's a big bill.
Yeah.
Six-figure bill. It was 10 years of trade.
How much cash have you had out in one time?
No, only like...
Was it paying that mate that you bumped into?
No, he gave me a heap of cash. No. It was... I mean, how much cash have I had in my hand at once? 20 grand, I reckon.
Oof.
But that was not around the bank. I reckon the bank thing.
When would you be around it? What does that mean?
Like taking money out to go buy a car.
I saw a guy with $1,000 at the Oz Post paying all these bills.
Heaps of people pay. Do you know why?
No.
Because they're old and they don't want to set up net bank and they don't want to, like it's.
It was crazy.
My nan still gets the little, like, she. Like statements on paper or something or whatever.
Yeah, dude, you take them down.
But you, so do you, George. You literally, all of your utilities are paper, aren't they?
Yeah, that's true. Because I don't trust email.
Well, people that haven't gone into NetBank and started up there, like there's another way, guys, and it doesn't involve waiting in a fucking annoying line at a post office. But then you need a computer. Like imagine trying to get started on NetBank just from your phone. I mean, UpBank, you do it all on your phone. It's
actually
so quick.
Can I tell people that if they've been interested in the stuff that I've been talking about with stocks, Self Wealth is a great app, and I'm going to put my affiliate link, and you get 5 free trades. Yeah.
Okay, I'll put my Binance.
What's Binance?
Binance.
Oh, that's your
Binance crypto? Is my crypto wallet. So I'll put my Binance
and I'll put my Self Wealth. So if you want stocks, click on the Self Wealth.
Yeah,
5 free stocks. If you want,
trading fee for 5 stocks.
What did I say?
But it doesn't make any sense. 5 free stocks.
Okay, it isn't 5 free stocks. There is like in the US, they have like, you can get a stock, like a free stock. That's all trash. $9.95 normally is Self Wealth transaction fee.
Yeah.
You get 5 free transactions, so you could buy a stock and you don't have to pay the $9.95.
Yeah, good.
And so, could I buy Bitcoin on
Binance? Yeah,
Binance.
Yeah,
bit silly. Would it be recommended?
Bit silly.
Why?
Because it's at $70,000.
So, but if you think it's going
74.
But if you think it's going to the moon,
yeah, but still, how much are you willing to pay? Because 1% of $74,000 is so little. Like, you're not, like, to get...
Yeah, sure.
To even as buy in. One... Like, even if Bitcoin goes to $1 million, if you buy 1% of one of these, it's going to be still small. So, it's like, my point is, you're... That, unless you have the cash. Like, Logan Paul bought one.
Sarah Deechi.
Bought two, actually.
Sarah Deechi, rhymes with peachy. She's a YouTuber. She used her crypto, or used her Bitcoin. She basically locked in and said, okay... If it goes over $37,000 or whatever, sell, right? And this was like a couple of months ago when it was, you know, trading at 20 or whatever it was. Hit it. She sold it or whatever, used the money, bought a Tesla. Thought that's a fun
story.
How
much did she pay for the Bitcoin though?
4,000. She bought it like
wow, that's great.
Yeah, yeah.
But the other thing is, still dropping 4K on a Bitcoin.
But the thing is, it happens.
My mate who has them all doesn't buy them anymore.
Uh-huh. Well, I thought the interesting thing was she said she bought the Tesla, but has now bought more crypto, bought more Bitcoin at that price, which is like at the high price now. Because
if I had spare money, I would buy a couple
of Bitcoin.
And hold them there.
For $140,000.
Yeah, but if I had spare money, you don't buy a Bitcoin if you don't have surplus beyond $74,000.
So to buy two, you're banking on it going to the moon. That's what people say now. I'm just.
I know. Someone wrote that in the comments.
Well, it's a Twitter thing, I think. Elon Musk says to the moon.
Yeah.
We're going to the moon.
Yeah, and they call it for a pump. Yeah. Doing a pump.
Yeah, you're doing a pump and dump.
But if you had $74,000 and you had lots of other money, and that wouldn't affect you whatsoever if you lost it all.
Surely there's more fun things
people
to...
People are saying they're going to go to a million.
Mm-hmm. George, are you into any of this stuff?
I haven't got any, but I am quite fascinated by it.
Get your Binance.
But I'm going to get on what Tommy's got.
I'm going to get on Binance, yeah.
I'm going to get on that. I'm going to get on Self-Wealth. I'm going to get on Self-Wealth as well.
Great, great.
Josh already texted it to me. So.
Yeah, and me.
I did it as individual text. I did individual texts that I felt like
and he wrote to the moon.
Did I? I probably did.
No, you did.
To the moon. All right. Enjoy your Fat Fridays, everyone, and we'll see you on Monday. Have a good one.
See you guys.